Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, in case you didn't hear, the doors are open to our Foot Traffic program until Tuesday. We have an incredible fast-acting bonus for the first 20 that join, and that is a done-for-you funnel. Yes, we are actually building a funnel out to you for you to help you collect leads. We're going to go into the back end, set it all up, make it pretty, make it work, right? Because I know that it's holding you back from making the money you want to make. And we're going to hold your hand the next 12 months as we continue to scale your business using our foot traffic formula. Every month, you get a private accountability call with your own private coach, 3 live coaching calls every single week in the Facebook group. I am the Wednesday call. I do laser coaching sessions. You can chat with me every single Wednesday. And then the best part is every single question you ask for the next 12 months will be answered. Talk about support and accountability. If you know you are looking to scale, if you know you need to grow your marketing, but you're having a hard time figuring it out or not knowing what to do next, this is the program for you. Go check it out at foottrafficprogram.com. The doors close Tuesday, you guys. And if you want to be one of those 20 that get that done for you funnel, go get it now. All right. See you soon. foottrafficprogram.com. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome back. We are doing a Q&A today. So we have had so many questions coming our way from the thousands of people that joined our Foot Traffic Formula workshop last week. We've gathered all those questions and my team has kind of prepared them for me. I'm going to go through as many as I can possibly go through over the next hour. So anything you need, anything you've got, if you've got some questions live, make sure to ask them. I am here to help. First, I want to acknowledge you on an incredible week last week. Typically, when we do these workshops and we do them several days in a row, day one is always the highest. Then we have a drastic drop from day one to day two. And then typically on day two to day five, it gets pretty consistent. What I will tell you is day three was bigger than day two, which really just showed me you guys were here, you were committed, you were dedicated, and you're really ready to take action and do those next steps in your business. So I'm excited to see this group and just really see your dedication to your business. So I'm excited you're here. I'm going to just take as many questions as I possibly can. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining. Okay. So let me start to dive in and just really go to the questions that came through. Chris Ann said, this is my day six. I'm excited you're here, Chris Ann. Okay. So first question that came in was from Cora. Okay. So Cora said, do you know any software that manages DMs? I'll see something go across my feed on my phone and then I go across multiple platforms to go find it. I'm wondering if there's a better way. I want to respond quickly if possible. Okay. So a couple of things that I want you guys to be thinking about with this. So Cora is clearly the one that is still in the DMs, doing that customer service, doing sales, et cetera. And what I really, really want you to understand is I get it. In the beginning, you are definitely that person. You're doing all of the things, but this can get messy. And it can cost you if you're the only person in those DMs helping with sales, helping with great customer service. You can't do everything, right? So unfortunately, if that is still you, I really want you to start to understand it might be time to have somebody help you do it. Now, I will say this. My team, we're not specifically using a software to gather all those DMs and this and that, but we do have people specifically owning certain platforms or certain leads. So what I want you to see here is, remember on day one, I had said to you, somebody needs to own your social media, okay? So what I also want you to understand is your social media might be so large that you need multiple people to own certain platforms, okay? So for instance, and maybe it's not that large, but you still want to separate it, okay? So maybe you have somebody that owns Facebook Messenger. Maybe you, when I say own, I just mean they're responsible for it, okay? So they're responsible for Facebook Messenger. Somebody's responsible for Instagram, etc. Okay. So who is responsible for what platform and what messaging platform? Okay. We do use ManyChat, which we use for Facebook Messenger to auto send out. We are not using one platform to gather all of our leads. Okay. You could, there are some that exist. We find it easier to be right inside the specific platform and responding to these people inside of the places that they specifically did it. That is just what we do. Okay. So I want you to see that. Okay. Do you recommend accepting text messages? I work with a lot of teens and college students, and the expectation of an immediate reply is there. If I wait to reply business hours, I get a okay, so she's saying if she doesn't respond right away, they send like question mark, question mark, question mark, like, did you get my message? My new phone system does give automation replies and I could put my hours there. I'm solo at the moment and until I can afford to hire. Okay, so this is where I had said, I did a Instagram story the other day and I kind of said, sometimes we have this backwards mindset of I can't afford to hire and until I can, it's just going to be me. But sometimes being a solo entrepreneur is what is holding you back from making more money. Because if you are having to respond to all of your employees, all of your people, you're having to respond to all of your customers, when do you actually get to focus on making money in your business? It can be very, very tricky. So be careful. Now, she says she works a lot with teens and college students. So I'm assuming these are not employees. Maybe they're clients, maybe. But here's where I would say set the boundary and the expectation. If they're messaging you back, question mark, question mark, question mark, it's because they're expecting you to respond immediately. Have you said to them, listen, I only check my text messages every whenever, right? If you start to train the people that you're working with, whether they're clients or they, like for instance, my Powerhouse Mastermind, it's a high level, there's like 20 people in there. And they know I'm in the Facebook group 3 days a week. I typically go in there Monday, Wednesday, Friday, not exactly, but typically, and it's on my calendar 3 times per week. So if somebody were to tag me on a Tuesday, if I was just in there on a Monday, yeah, I'm not. And here's the thing, people aren't doing that because I've set the expectation of I'm in there about 3 days per week, but my team is in there every single weekday. So if there's something urgent, they're going to contact me. So when I set the expectation and I set the boundary of what you can expect, then people aren't usually breaking it. If they are breaking it, this is where I'm going to say, hey, just a reminder, sorry I didn't get back to you until now, but just again, I want to make sure you're aware I only return my voicemails every day at 4 p.m. or every day at whatever time, okay? I really, really want to make sure you're aware of that. Linda just said, can you explain more about what content is locked? Okay, so I'm assuming she means inside of Foot Traffic Formula. We have locked the session 2. Basically, you can come in, you get to watch session 1, and then you do the work. And the reason we've locked session 2 is because we don't want you to be good video watchers. We want you to do the work and get results. So you don't get to watch the next session until you show us the work you've done in module 1. Now, people love this. It is one of the best things in the program. They say that holding their feet to the fire is what makes them do the work. So people will come in and complete module 1 in a couple of days and actually have a working funnel because of how we do this and how we help them. And then they immediately get the next module unlocked. So again, it's not to like not like keep anything away from you. It's to go, you guys, I know you've maybe watched all 6 videos and maybe you've been here and you've showed up and you've done everything. You've watched everything, but you haven't done anything. Now, some people have done and they've taken action and I'm so excited for you, but there are some people that have not missed a word I've said, but they haven't done anything. And I don't want you to get good at listening to podcasts and watching videos. I want you to do something. If you are looking at me or anybody else going like, man, I wish I could do what they're doing. Guess what we do? We do work every single day. We show up. We're consistent. We take action. That is what I do with my customers, okay? I want to help them and guide them, but I'm also going to give tough love and say, time to show up and do the work. Thank you, Linda. Okay, so that, I'm so glad you brought that up because I didn't even say that. And I really want, and here's the thing, no one gets mad when they come in the program because if they're complaining, it's because they just don't want to do the work and they want to watch the session two. And session two doesn't help you until session one is done, okay? So something to think about. Okay, keep the questions coming, you guys. So good. Okay, Linda says, I love that if someone can check it within 24 hours, love the protection of success. Yeah, and here's the thing. You just have to set, everybody needs boundaries, right? The only people that don't like boundaries are people that want to break your boundary. The people that are like, no, but I want you to contact me like 16 times a day, or I want you to, no, like you have to set boundaries with your mother, with your siblings, like with who, grandma, whoever is calling you all day long, your employees, your team members, your clients, you guys, you have to set boundaries. It is so huge. So, so huge. One of the things that I'm doing, when is boundaries? Okay. So I didn't mention this. I don't think I did. But starting today, inside of Foot Traffic Formula, I'm going live at 2 p.m. Central for the next 5 weeks. But on week three, it's just implementation week. So it's just really four lives. Today, I'm going to be going over setting up your office, setting up some, like I have a filing system here, keeps me really organized and keeps me taking action. And I'm going to be actually like pulling everything out behind me on a Zoom call, showing you what I have and how to do it. And every week I'm teaching you something new. So it's going to be implementation, papers, processing, all of that. The next week is a calendar training. I'm going to be actually going in my Google Calendar, showing you how to do some stuff. I'm getting to a point here. Number three, week three is all about habits. And week four is all about setting boundaries. So I teach you some key phrases and things that I say. And like I said, you guys didn't even know this was coming, but I know it's holding you back from taking action. And I want to show you how to do this. A lot of times people will say to me, man, I watch you talk to customers and you do it respectfully, but you do it in a way that is like, time to go or time to wrap up or however I do it. And I need you guys to set those boundaries. And you guys, people respect when I do it. I don't get complaints. I don't have people saying like, hey, you cut me off. They're like, thanks for cutting me off. I was rambling and you answered my question, right? So I want you to get good at this, okay? All right. I'm excited to get started and I don't work today for my full-time job. Yay, Heather, I'm super excited. And Heather, congratulations. I'm so excited. I saw you joined, I think yesterday or Saturday. Welcome, I'm so excited you're here. Can I set up a funnel without having an email collector like ConvertKit, or do I need to sign up for ConvertKit first? Heather, you absolutely must set up something to collect emails so you don't waste your money and time setting up the funnel. And because you're in the program, we've got you taken care of. We'll tell you some good options and things like that. I would probably wait till tomorrow's training when Claire is going to be working through some of these like tips and things for you to know, okay? Oh, I'm so excited for you. Okay, cool. All right, another question. Okay, I feel like my, this is from Dana. I feel like my site is getting more traffic, but I'm still hurting for clients. Looking for tips to get them to inquire. Once people email me, I'm pretty good at getting them on the phone and then meeting with them. I just need more inquiries. Okay, so first, she says, I feel like my site is getting more traffic. Pause, okay? Remember what I said on day four. I don't want anybody to feel anything when there are numbers involved, because you don't have to feel about your website. You can go look at your Google Analytics to see how many you are actually getting every single day, okay? So I'm assuming Dana doesn't have it set up yet, or she's not utilizing it. Some people have Google Analytics and they're like, I set it up, but I don't even know where to go to check it out to see. So what I want you to start to look at is how many people are actually coming to your website, right? And then, of course, you need more inquiries. We all do, which is why a funnel is another great place to send them. When you send people to your website, what happens is they sit there, they see home, about, contact, stories, success stories, testimonials, like location, all of the above, services. And they're like, where do I go? And they start doing things and they're clicking and all of a sudden they're overwhelmed. When you send them to a funnel and you're promising them one thing for their name, email, and or phone number, they're less confused and more likely to opt in, okay? So in the program, in Foot Traffic Formula, we're teaching you a specific number. We want to see your opt-in pages getting a certain percentage, okay? We'll teach you that in the program. on your website, you will see the amount of people that come to your website and the amount of people that actually give you their name and email is drastically smaller than a funnel, okay? Which is why you do need a website still, but you absolutely must have a funnel to go alongside of it, okay? Okay, Tracy, this is a good question. I'm gonna come to you. I posted for a social media manager on Indeed and I'm overwhelmed with the applicants. Can you give me an example of an assignment for them prior to the interview for my clothing boutique? Okay, Tracy, totally normal, especially for a social media manager. When people are like, I can't find a good social media manager, I'm always like, you guys, there's a million people out there. Their dream job is a social media manager. I promise you that. Like Tracy is flat out saying, I am overwhelmed by the people that want this. Okay, so first thing that I want you to know is we do a specific Google form that they must fill out when they apply. This is like a little secret ninja trick that we do. If you're in Foot Traffic Formula, we show you the Google form and every single question we ask, we tell you just to clone it, copy it to a T because it works that well. When you make them jump through hoops and do more than one step, you go from 100 applicants to 7. Now, do not be like, oh, 7. The 7 are the cream of the crop because they follow directions, okay? Thank you, Carrie. They follow directions and they go above and beyond. I don't want the girl or the guy who's like, oh, another step? I guess I'll just do it later. I'm not gonna do it, not interested. I want the person who's like, I want this and I will do whatever she asks me, okay? By the time we make them jump through all of these hoops, all of a sudden, we have very few people left, but they're all really good, okay? So I'll tell you, like, you guys, when I hired my executive assistant, Jordan, she's the only one that was good enough to even get on a Zoom interview with me. So a lot of times people will say things like, don't hire until you have at least 3 good interviews. I sometimes don't even get 2 because I am so particular. By the time they come to me, or if I have 2, I love them both because they're so amazing. It's so hard to pick one. And we sometimes offer them both a position, okay? So a lot of times our jumping through the hoop strategy is so good that the time they come to me, they're for sure gonna get hired, okay? So a test assignment for something in social media, we did give an example. I would go over day 5, the hire, train, and maximize your social media. Because one of the examples that we gave in there was tell them to come up with a week's worth of content, like give them some Dropbox photos of logos and things that you would use on your social and be like, tell me what you would post in 7 days with some captions and everything else. Okay. So thank you, Nicolette. She says your pre-screen saves so much time. That alone will be like a game changer in your hiring process. So I really, really want to make sure that you guys are giving them some homework. But ask yourself, what are you going to make them do next week when they get hired? And then come up with a job that is easy enough for them to get done in a day or so and send it back over to you, okay? So when Jordan was hired for an executive assistant position, I said to myself, what is she really going to have to do? Okay, I have a workshop coming up in 60 days, I'm going to make her finest lunch and get all of that organized and situated. So give them real things that you would actually want them to do. I see people give test projects and it's like, you're testing them on something that's so easy anybody could do or something that they would never be asked to do. Thank you, Christina. She says, so super helpful. Okay, Linda says, I haven't read Profit First yet, but I will because of your recommendation. Would it go against the principles of Profit First to spend more on marketing than, wait, you just moved. Would it go against it to spend more on marketing than what I make a month? I figure on marketing costs of $500 a month for your program and about $300 a month for Kajabi. Facebook ads, $5 a month. Oh, I think that might be wrong. I doubt you're spending that on Facebook ads. I only bring in about $400 a month. I'm thinking wisdom here, and maybe I'm asking the wrong question or I asked it in the wrong way. Do you get what I'm asking? I totally do. You're like, I'm not like, how much can I possibly spend when I'm not bringing in money yet? Okay. So first of all, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what Profit First does. Profit First is about paying yourself. It's about like a business owner is always going, I'll pay myself later. I'll invest it back into my business. I'll pay myself later. I'll pay myself later. What Profit First is preaching is you take a profit first, meaning if you bring in $400 a month, he's saying pay yourself something. Even if it's 1% of $400, get started somewhere. He is not saying don't invest in your business or don't go buy Facebook ads because you're not bringing in money yet. He is saying profit first. Pay yourself. Most small business owners, you guys, don't pay themselves. I can't tell you the amount of people that don't pay or underpay themselves in their business. That is what profit first is all about, okay? So that, Linda, as you're making more money with your funnels, your pay starts to increase because you are implementing profit first. So do I spend money sometimes before I make the money? All the time. I just bought a funnel program to help me get better at my funnels so I can continue to teach and enhance like my certain brick and mortar so that I can learn from my lessons and then teach you guys what I'm doing specifically. Did I make money from the funnel program before I bought the funnel program? No way. Like how is that possible, right? We gamble and we think this is going to be a good investment, or so I think, right? Then it's our job to take action to get the return on investment. But that is what ROI stands for, return on investment. When people say, I'm going to invest in this as soon as I start making money, I'm like, so you expect a return before you invest? That is usually not how this works, okay? Great question. You are in a startup phase. Yes, 100%. And in a startup phase, it's up to you and your personal preference of what you want to invest, what you want to loan yourself, what you want to spend, what you put on a credit card, what you pull out of your 401k. We all have different areas of comfort and how we were raised and how we spend our money and how we go into debt and how we do whatever. And that is something that you need to figure out what you want to do with it. I can't tell you, right? My level, it might be totally different from your level, who might be so different from somebody else who's okay putting $100,000 on a credit card. Like, we're all so different. Okay, let me get another question here. Oh, so Tracy, that even, okay, so great you said that. She said, I'm sorry, I thought that assignment was after they were hired. But that's the goal, like the best part of it. These assignments can be before or after because it's really the real role of that person. So if you're going to give them a test project, it can be before and after because it's a real project they'll actually have to do. Thank you for saying that because I bet somebody else was like, wait a minute, she did say it was for that. Okay, great. How many hours do you personally put into managing your social media manager? Idea, brainstorming, proofing, etc. Okay, great question. This is from Sheila. Sheila, here's the thing. Social media management for me, right, is marketing. I spend most of my time on marketing, content creation, and coaching. So I probably spend more time on marketing than you think. But with my social media manager, I'm looking more so right this second at like what has already happened and numbers versus, you know, before I was looking at, do they get me? What are they saying? What are they pulling out? Are they grabbing the right photos? But as you put systems into place, like I'll teach you this in the program, we have like a Dropbox folder where it's like Stacy's favorites, like grab these photos. Don't grab the ugly photos that I hate. Don't put those on there, right? Like, use this folder because I like these. They're already pre-approved. You know, stuff like that. We're going to be teaching you how to give them permission, put in better boundaries. We say like give them more rope so they have more freedom and flexibility, which means I don't have to be watching them like a hawk and being like, Amelia, why did you post this? This is not, you know, not great. She is able to grab so much of my content in my words that I know it's going to be approved. Okay. Great question. All right, let me keep going, guys. Our Facebook, this is from Denise. Are Facebook boosts okay, or should we just concentrate on ads? Thank you for a fabulous week of workshops. Thanks, Denise. Glad you enjoyed it. Okay, Facebook boosts, we do not recommend. We concentrate our effort on paid ads on Facebook and on Instagram, okay? So the person that runs my Facebook ads, Michelle, is in our program. She is there for you, like to guide you, to help you. She is one of our weekly coaching calls to really help you start setting these things up, okay? She is also a reference if you want to start to outsource them, but she is going to really show you some tools that we say like know enough to be dangerous. She is there to help you get dangerous, okay? She's there to help you and educate you so you know what you're doing, okay? Is your social media manager for each of your businesses the same person, or do you have, okay, We have different people in different roles, okay? The only crossover employee I have right now in my two businesses is Kara. And honestly, I don't know how much longer it'll look like that. We really have separate roles. And it's just easier when you can separate them. And another question I get asked is like my integrator, like my right hand, is it the same person in the businesses? No. Why? Just like I said, do I want somebody to own your social media? I need somebody owning each of these businesses and really making sure that they're putting all of their efforts into it. When you start to share roles and all of it, it gets harder. Okay. So I like separation. Okay. Aside from social media, what's the best way to get people into a brick and mortar? This came from Tiffany. So Tiffany, I would say the best way that I would suggest getting into a brick and mortar is really using like the power of collaboration. We talked about Dream 50 this week, finding like, we call them influencers, but you have them even in your local town. We have an entire training on the Dream 50 inside of Foot Traffic Formula, helping you decide which people are, which businesses are the best businesses, the most influential that can really give you, provide you with their ideal customer that is your same ideal customer. So it's finding people that serve a similar audience that you can swap things with, swapping email, swapping tagging on social, swapping flyers, like newsletters, all of that stuff, you guys. This is a huge, like the best way that we generate traffic for free in our programs, okay? Okay, Chris Ann says, regarding Facebook boosts, Facebook boosts, is there a chance they work better for local businesses? That's been some of my industry's limited experience, but not sure if it just means our Facebook ads are terrible. Chris Ann, I typically never hear an expert say to do boosted post. I usually hear them say, don't do it, and that it's not worth the money. I have a feeling it just means your Facebook ads are not delivering in a way that you would like them to be. I've never heard of Boost doing better than Facebook ads, okay? So I'm thinking it means we've got some work to do on your ad side, okay? Which here's the thing, you guys, when you're like, oh man, they're not working, it means there's room for improvement. It means like if you're struggling in a certain area or even with this workshop, you guys, we literally have so many lessons learned from this workshop. And what's exciting is it was a really great week, but we have so many areas that we can improve to make more next time. I get excited about finding a mistake or something we could have done better because it means the next time we do it, we get to do it better and more effective. So when I'm calling you out saying it might not be that it's working that well, great. You have an area you can focus. Imagine if you came to me and I was like, you are doing everything perfect. There is nothing I could recommend to you like you're gold. And you're thinking, but I want to do better. And you're saying, I'm already doing the best I possibly can do. That is painful. That is something you're not going to want to hear me say. You want me to be like, oh, there's room for improvement on this funnel. There's room for improvement on this thank you page or on your Facebook ad or on your email open rate, like your social media, we can fix here, right? That is what you want to hear. Okay. I have lots of interests and watches on videos on my paid ads on Facebook, but no purchases, which means there is a gap in the free, whatever you're getting them to come to, and the paid thing. There is a reason they have not purchased yet. And whether that's you're giving them too much here that they don't need the paid thing, Heather, or, and Heather, here's the thing, now that you're in the program, come sign up for a laser session with me on Wednesday and show me the paid and show me the course and I will tell you where I think the disconnect is, okay? But there is a disconnect if nobody is buying, whether that's a disconnect on the offer pricing, just the offer in general. Like I said, maybe you gave too much away in the free stuff. We will figure it out. Please sign up for a laser coaching session with me on Wednesday, okay? Also, you can sign up for a session on Wednesday with your links. Even if you can't show up live, I will still evaluate it, review it. We record these and then you can watch the replay. So don't worry if you have a 9 to 5. Lots of our people can't make the calls. They might be in, like Chris is in London on a totally different time zone. Sometimes he can't make it live. He submits his questions while he's sleeping. Some people have 9 to 5 jobs. Whatever you have, we can make it work, okay? The good thing is, Christina, even though you're struggling with effective Facebook ads, you've started. We now know what's not working and we're a step closer to learning what we need to do. When people just haven't tried them yet and they're like, what do you think is the best one? I always have to say, let's just try and get started and see what the results are. Because like, look at Heather. Maybe we looked at Heather and we thought, oh, this is the perfect opt-in and the perfect product, but she's flat out saying nobody's bought. So we need that feedback to know where the disconnect is, right? Okay. Carrie said, Stacy, can you explain the laser coaching really quick? Yes. Every single Wednesday, I go live on Zoom, not on a Facebook Live, but on Zoom, and I go live. You get the link for the Zoom webinar. You can come in the Zoom webinar, watch me the entire hour, go through and coach all these people, right? You can sign up for one. So just message Cara, we'll get you on there. And as I'm coaching, I basically say, okay, Carrie, I've got you up next. Are you ready to come on live with me? Carrie's like, yep, I'm ready. I put Carrie, she comes on. It's her video. I actually hear her talk. I'm asking questions back and forth. You see how hard this is. And I'm like, oh, Carrie, great question, but can you give me more detail, right? And then I got to wait for Carrie to come back and give me the details. We're Zoom and we're coaching like face to face, which is really, really nice. And I always tell people, great, now I want you to do this for this week. Come back next week, show me what you did, and we'll keep doing it. There are people that I'm coaching every single Wednesday. They're doing their homework, coming back, and we just keep cruising, okay? Can you move the needle with $5 per day Facebook ads if your price point is $100 or $150? Yes. One of the strategies that we are using are like video view warm-ups. Michelle teaches us in the program, and it is something where we're getting penny to 3 cents a view on our videos to warm them up. Could that work for you? 100%. Could $5 a day work for you with lead generation to gather emails? Probably not. It's probably too small of a budget, but a great place to get start while you bring in money is like the video views where we're getting about between a penny and 3 cents a day. Not a day, a view, sorry. So $5 a day, if you're only spending a penny to 2 to 3 pennies per view, can definitely get you to go somewhere. Okay. Christina said, I do not sell online because of the price point for my products. How would the ads work besides having people setting up appointments? And that's it, Christina. You don't have to sell online. You could, like, we do free trials. So we're trying to get our local market to get free trials. You could absolutely have your local market or whoever you're selling to book a call. 100%. That could be a great Facebook ad for you. Sarah, my husband and I binged hardcore on the Foot Traffic Formula this weekend. We had so much fun. We love working together, and I have no idea how good my husband is at proofreading. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I'm super excited you're here, Sarah. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to dive in with you and just get to any of your questions you have. Okay. Perfect. Carrie, I'm excited to chat with you on Wednesday. Okay, what else? When creating Facebook ads, will there be someone on the team to look at ads and the audiences you've created? Yeah, so you can jump on and share your screen on Zoom, and then Michelle can take a look at it and see if she has any tips for you. So that's the nice part about being on Zoom versus Facebook Live. Okay, Suzanne, when a social media person curates good info, isn't it a good idea for you, the business owner, to add some personal what's going on in a day of the life type of posts as well? Yes. So I think what she's talking about is, you know, when you're on Instagram and you're on their stories and they're all just like graphics and something that a social media manager did, and you just keep seeing those over and over and over again, I start to not watch those people because I think I don't really care about the promotions. I want to see like, what is she doing today? What is she eating? What is she like doing on a Saturday for fun? Like, that's the kind of stuff I like to see, which I think that's what you like to see, right? Most of us like that. Most of us are not like, no, please, give me more ads. Give me more graphics. No, right? So when Amelia is coming up with those curated posts and graphics and pictures, and anytime you see a graphic, you guys know that that's not me creating it. It is Amelia. But then you see in between my face, or like I showed a picture of Tegan, or like this morning, the girls were dressed up for Spirit Week at school. Like, I'm trying to get personality in between. I showed you something I baked yesterday. I don't know if I'd consider it baking, but I mean, it did go in the oven, so I guess it is baking. But it was a very easy recipe. I showed you what I made, and I showed you the ingredients, like that kind of stuff, right? I'm trying to show you me in between promotional stuff, right? I want you to start to fall in love with the brand, with the business. My team for my brick and mortar on Friday went to breakfast. I showed the breakfast of us hanging out. I want you to see, even though I'm not the face of the business, I want you to see that the people you love, the people at the desk and the people that answer the phone and check the email, I want you to see like we're friends and we're hanging out and our kids are there and we're just enjoying something, you know, locally together. So I want you to start to show that off, whether you have, you're not the face of the business or you are. People want to be connected to businesses like that, okay? I hope that helps. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Okay, what else? Let me see what else other questions I have coming in. Can you speak to the differences between the different funnel software options that you mentioned? Are there certain times when you would recommend using Facebook Post Boost compared to Facebook Ads, which we've covered, so lots of people wanting to know that. Okay, the different funnel software options. Okay. Yes, this is a big one. So first of all, if you are joining Foot Traffic Formula, don't even purchase this until you are in the program because we have an entire workbook to work through which one we think should be for you, okay? The three that we recommend in the program are ConvertKit, Kajabi, ClickFunnels. We explain the differences between them and which ones need one of them, which ones maybe need all three. Some of you are making enough money that all three will be major a benefit to your business, right? Some of them, it's just not the time for you to get invest in all of them yet, right? There might be reasons why, but those are the three we recommend and we talk about, but we use them in different capacities in our program. And again, not everybody needs all three. Do not go buy them, okay? Wait till you see what we say. So Sarah says, break it down for me. You are sharing behind the scenes of the studio and personal for Stacey Tuschel. Yeah, a little bit of both. So, okay, so for instance, behind the scenes of the studio, yes, I'm not sharing too much personal stuff in my studio, but I might be the person being like, hey, we're here hosting an event for Toys for Tots, you know, and explaining it. But it's not about me. It's about what is the studio doing, right? But in my personal brand, I might be like, hey, I'm at breakfast. Here's what I ate today. Do I ever show the studio what I ate today? No. Because they don't care, right? Unless it's like, hey guys, here's a really good tip for bringing a snack before dance classes. If you're a parent that's like rushing in between school and dance, like here are three tips or three snacks that I like to pack my kid. That is something I would do because it makes sense to them. But no, they don't care about me and my acai bowls. Does that make sense? Like, but somebody who's an entrepreneur is like, no, tell me what you eat. I literally want to eat what you eat so I can be as productive as you. I get that, right? It has to make sense with the brand, with the business. I'm not posting the same content to both things. Cool. Okay, Sarah, I hope that helps. Okay, great question, by the way, because if you have both businesses like I do, then it is going to be different. Okay. Is it realistic to, hang on, is it realistic? Oh my goodness, I can't read this. Let me read this and I'll come back. What other tools do I need, basically? Yes. So the biggest tools that I want you to have is something to collect a landing page. That could be your website if you happen to be tech savvy. Most people aren't, which is why they like a landing page software. So you're going to need that, okay? However, my client Julia is incredible and very tech savvy, and she does use her WordPress website for landing pages, and you would never know. If you're that girl, you get to do that, okay? So then that. You need something to collect email, okay? An email, not like a Gmail. You need something to actually collect and send out mass emails. We are going to teach you how to grow your email list to thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. You can't personally email out 100,000 people at one time, okay? We need to be able to mass email your list. So that is another one, okay? So landing, ConvertKit. Then the other one would be, do you need a place to house your website? Do you need, do you have an online course you're selling? Sometimes people use Kajabi to give trainings and manuals for their team, their employees. So a lot of my brick and mortar clients who are not interested in selling online courses, they end up using Kajabi for their website and then they create training videos inside of there and they give them to their employees. So there's so many ways you could use all of these. But those are the three things that I think you'll need at some point, but you can get away with the cheaper ones until you're bringing in more money, okay? So I'm not saying I just said, oh, go invest and you'll make the money back. You need to be smart with where you're spending your money. So yes, you might want to go with one of the cheaper softwares or a free software until you start bringing in money. And the second you bring in the money, time to make the wish list of where we're spending next. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Kajabi. Lots of good uses. And we'll teach you in the program like what we're using it for. Okay. So Carrie, if you know how to use Wix for a landing page and to collect emails, you're good. I am not somebody who's going to tell you switch to this software or get this one. Like I don't care what software you use. I want to make sure you're using it effectively and it's not, you're not using something cheap just because it's cheap and it's hurting you because you're like, oh, I know I could do this more advanced thing over here, or I know I could have a prettier looking landing page over here that would convert better, but I'm saving $30 a month, right? No, no, no. You get to be like, making those smart decisions in the beginning. And once you start making money, you reinvest back in your business, right? You reinvest and really up level where you need to up level. All of my products are inside of Kajabi, and I really like what Kajabi looks like. I think it's really professional. How many of you have purchased an online course and it's not in Kajabi and it's in like some crazy like software that's just really old or not up to date, or even worse, like their back end of their WordPress, and it is like so confusing. It doesn't look good, right? This is where I'm like, guys, upgrade. I already have this bad impression of how unorganized or how hard it is to find, or like in my online course, you guys, you can fast forward me, you can slow me down, you can mark that it's complete. If you're using free or cheap software that's not doing some of these things, your clients, that customer experience is not as good, right? I take the money that comes in and I go, how do I make the experience better? How do I make the user experience easier, more efficient, like all of that, okay? Because it will determine what your retention is like. So if you think, oh, but I'm saving all this money, are you? Are you really saving this money? If they're like, yeah, it's not really that great, or it's hard to use, or it's not that convenient. Yes. Nicolette, we do. Okay. Layla says, I'd love to see more of your behind the scenes like meal prep. Layla, I don't really meal prep. I eat the same thing 5 days a week. And the other 2 days, I eat a second meal. So like Monday, Tuesday, I have one type of meal, the exact meal. And then Wednesday through Sunday, I eat the exact same thing for lunch. So that's one of the things that I teach in like just in how I do things, is the more systematized I can be, the less decisions I have to make, the better I will do. So how many times do you think I have a cheat lunch or eat something really bad for lunch? Zero. Why? Because I don't have to guess what I'm eating for lunch. I know exactly what I'm eating today, and I know what I'm eating tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day, right? I want you to have these habits in your business. When you know what you have to do for marketing this week, you won't mess up. When you're not really sure, when you don't really have a system of how much you should spend on Instagram and how much you should do in Facebook and what you should do on LinkedIn, and you're kind of gambling with it and you're like, oh, let's try this. All of a sudden you have a cheat day and you're like, oh shoot, I didn't do anything. I didn't post anywhere, right? We need you to get systematized. It will make your life so much easier. Yes. All right, guys, I can take a few more questions. We are doing a giveaway today. So I'm going to be announcing somebody live and I'm announcing somebody that I saw on social media. Okay. So make sure if you're commenting, I see you're here. Yeah, absolutely. Your habits save your brain power for more important things. If I don't have to worry about lunch, I can focus on my business, right? And I'm making good choices. So I'm having good, like healthy meals. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. Okay. Let me take a couple more questions before we dive in. If there is any question you guys have on foot traffic formula, what I'll do right now is I'm waiting for some questions to come in. I'm going to go over the main things that I really, really want you to know. The biggest thing is, you guys, the trainings, the content, the modules, the workbooks, all of that stuff, yes, it's there, it's for you, it's gold. But what's really there, you guys, is I want you to understand you have a private accountability coach. Right away this week, you'll have an onboarding call with somebody on my team, okay? When you have that onboarding call every single month, you'll be setting up, when are we talking in the next 30 days for 25 minutes, privately, just you and your accountability coach to help hold you accountable. Then if you're like, well, what do I do in between the time? No problem. 3 days a week in the Facebook group, Claire goes live, I go live, Michelle goes live, right? We are helping you, guiding you every way we can. I always tell people, use my Wednesday laser coaching sessions for like the ideas person, right? Like if you are like, I don't know what to do for this opt-in, I don't know what to do for whatever, let me help guide you. Michelle is here for free and paid social strategy, right? Claire is here for like what we call Tech Tuesday to help you with those tech aspects, help you with some copywriting, things like that, okay? And then Monday through Friday, we are in the Facebook group answering every single question you have. Monday through Friday, response time of a one business day, okay? So we are here to help guide you and hold your hand for the next 12 months. This is a marketing program. We are teaching you how to have somebody help you with it. Every single person in this program, my goal is that we are training their social media manager, or we are helping them hire a social media manager in the next 12 months, okay? That is our biggest thing. Then you guys, a little bonus that we threw in here was over the next 5 weeks, week three is implementation. So there's really just four lives. I'm going to be coming in teaching you how to get organized, how to take action, how to get the most out of this. So to kick off the first 30 days with an extra training to get you really focused and moving forward is going to skyrocket your productivity over the next 12 months. Okay. So that's the biggest thing that I want you to understand. You are able to invite your social media manager inside the program, okay? And the investment is $497 a month. So I always tell people, I am like so confident about what we charge and what we give because I haven't seen anything at this caliber, at that price point, okay? And I really, really want you, I challenge you to find something that gives you all the things that we give you at that price point. It is really, I've never seen it, okay? So if this is something you're interested in, you can go to foottrafficprogram.com. You can message one of our team members. Claire's here, Cara's here, I think Erica's on. We're here to help you. They're here to help you get enrolled. I'm already going live today in the group. It's one of our bonus Mondays at 2 p.m. Central. You get access to the recording if you can't make it live. If you can't make it live to any of our live coaching sessions, you can ask ahead of time and they can answer and then it'll be recorded. We throw all of these, you guys, into this little software that we use where you can type in your name or the question you ask and it will literally say in 3 minutes and 47 seconds your name was mentioned or that word was mentioned. Like if you purposely said Facebook boosts or something like that and you typed it in, it would show you in those videos where they are for you to go right to the spot and not listen to an hour call if you are too busy. Because I'm not expecting you to listen to all 3 hours. I'm just here for when you need it, okay? Yeah, so Cara, Claire, and Erica are right here, guys, if you have any questions. Okay, we are closing the doors tomorrow. Tomorrow is the absolute last day you can join. The next question people are asking is, when can I join again? As of right now, we do not know. We will make our decision when we see how many people join to make sure my team can fully handle and support everybody we have. Our number one focus starting tomorrow, you guys, is like we have to love up on our customers and make sure they have the absolute best kickoff week possible. Okay. Chris Ann, thank you. She said, I've been involved in other programs and nobody else offers some of Stacy's special features. Great value. Thank you, Chris Ann. I appreciate that. So excited for you guys. Okay. Other questions? Anything else that came in that I really want to make sure we answer? Here is one. Where do you find what personality types suit certain roles in a business? So first of all, Joanne, we specifically use Myers-Briggs. That's the one that we like. We are making up what personality we think is a good fit. So we tell you in the program like what personality our people are and what why we picked those roles. So like why we picked this for social media and we explain like what the letters mean and why we think that was a good role or a good personality for that role. It's not like you can Google what personality should this be. You're going to get like a million other people's blog posts and things like that. If that exists, I'm not sure, I would assume. But with ours, we're like here, like people always say like, you have an incredible team. We do. And I will absolutely share with you like Claire's personality or Jordan's personality, like why they're good at these certain roles and what we look for. So when I say to Claire, Claire's usually the one that is going through all the applications and the personality types. She knows like, okay, so for this personality, it has to be an E. And then the second letter, I don't really care about. That one's not going to make a difference. But the third letter must be this. And then the fourth letter has to be a J, right? Like she knows where there's flexibility and where there's not, okay? We don't use Enneagram for our hiring. I just like an Enneagram it tells you this number and it tells you the type of person, but I want to see their personality in all four of the areas of Myers-Briggs. That's why I do it. My Myers-Briggs is INTJ. Yes. People are surprised when I tell them I'm an introvert, but I definitely am. I must be like an extroverted introvert where I can like turn it on and like perform. But I also think that's like the dancer in me. Like I'm like stepping it up to go like, okay, it's go time, right? But when I'm by myself, like I like working alone. My least favorite time is when I'm training people because now I'm like having to engage and do all this. I'm like, I'd rather just like be in a like cubicle by myself and get to work. I'm totally an introvert. Okay. No, Heather, we are there every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and sometimes we have to switch it around for Mondays and Fridays, but I'm going to be going live every Monday for the next, I should say for 4 weeks coming up starting today. Yes. And you guys, I've got some special surprises coming your way, some guest experts that are coming in. Our first guest expert is already coming in March, and it's somebody having to do with mindset, and she's incredible. So if you're like, oh man, I have some mindset issues or I've got some mind things I need to work through, just wait. She's coming in and she's literally going to be grabbing people's comments and being like, okay, you said this thing here and I really want to challenge you why you're thinking this or why you're doing it. And you guys can do like a laser session with her. And if it's something you guys enjoy, she has said, I will come back and do more of these. So I'm really excited. So we're bringing in more and more people to the program. And that's the nice thing, even though the price point will absolutely be going up as we continue to sell this, we are grandfathering you in at the price you jump in at. So when you jump in now, if we raise it next month or in 6 months, you don't get affected by that, okay? Yes, yes, totally. And introverts and extrovert is all about how you recharge. It's not about what you are from the outside. And a lot of people think it is. That's why. Yes, Linda, it is a very rare Myers-Briggs. However, I have noticed that it's very common in the entrepreneurial world. So lots of my really good friends are INTJs. So as rare as it is, we kind of find each other in this entrepreneurial world, right? So they all say like, oh, they're very rare. They're very this. But you will see like you find those people that are similar to you. How long before you could access the Pinterest training for free driving traffic to a lead page or blog? Like, is that locked or can you immediately access it? No, I believe it's a bonus that's immediately accessible. Yeah. Yeah. So no, because that's something you can do with your funnel. Okay. Any other questions before we run off, guys, and before we jump off for today? Anything else you need? If you are interested in joining the program, go to foottrafficprogram.com, message Claire, Cara, or Erica. We are here to help you. If you need help in enrolling or you have some final last minute questions, tomorrow I am going to be doing a live at what time? 11:30 when I go live every day, 11:30 a.m. Central. It is literally a foot traffic formula informational meeting. Cara, can you make an event for that in the Facebook group and invite anybody that might still be on the fence or they have questions? We're literally only coming on talking about the program. It is like a last call. Hopefully there will still be spots left tomorrow. So make sure to do that. Thank you, Cara. I appreciate that. I'm an independent makeup artist. How would you recommend bringing in customers? It's hard to convince women to break their old routine and try a new 3D foundation. I would say educational funnel. You need a really nice video explaining why, showing maybe before and afters. Oh my goodness, like funnels for you are going to be key because it is hard and there is education behind it and you've got to capture their attention and really convince them why. So that would be such a big one for you. Kind of like the microbladers, you have to show an educational funnel. You've got to show people like, it's not scary. It's easy. Here's what it looks like. Here's before. Here's after. You're so welcome, Wendy. Thank you. All right, guys, I'm going to run. These videos are coming down tomorrow. Make sure to go binge, watch the replay. Message my team if you need anything. Doors are closing tomorrow for Foot Traffic Formula. And I will see some of you guys live today at my 2 p.m. training in the group, all right? I'm actually going to be prepping right now, preparing, getting all my stuff situated. Wait to see all my props. You're going to love, love, love today. It's going to be a great way to kick off the program. All right, guys, have a great day. See you soon. And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. If you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.